In this bulletin, a Carnarvon man charged over the alleged abduction of 4-year-old Cleo Smith. Parts of the Northern Territory enter lockout, which is like lockdown but with a twist. And in sports, spinner Adam Zampa leads Australia to victory over Bangladesh at the T20 World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A man has faced a West Australian court over the alleged abduction of 4-year-old Cleo Smith from a campsite. 36-year-old Terence Darrell Kelly appeared before a magistrate in Carnarvon, charged with various offences, including forcibly taking a child under the age of 16. The matter returns to court next month. Cleo was rescued on Wednesday, 18 days after she went missing from her family's tent at a remote campsite. A single case of COVID-19 has seen the return of restrictions in the Northern Territory. Greater Darwin entered a so-called lockout at midnight, meaning only fully vaccinated people are permitted to move freely about the community until Sunday. Unvaccinated people are forced to adhere to lockdown restrictions. After a man in his 20s was diagnosed with the virus in Katherine, about 320 kilometres south of Darwin. Chief Minister Michael Gunner called a late-night press conference. He says the unvaccinated man had not travelled outside the Northern Territory recently and he'd contracted COVID-19 locally.
That means he caught the virus inside the territory. We don't know where and we don't know when, but this is community transmission. He works in Katherine, but lives in both Katherine and Humpty Doo. We need to escalate our pandemic response to both Katherine and the Greater Darwin region.
Western Australia is to reveal its roadmap for easing restrictions and living with COVID-19 today. WA has been nicknamed the Hermit Kingdom by the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, and it's the last state to deliver its plan. Treasurer and Victorian MP Josh Frydenberg has told Radio 6PR in Perth it won't be easy, but the eastern states have already shown that it is possible.
Well, let's wait and see what the Premier announces, that you can effectively live with the virus. You can't effectively eliminate the virus. There will be some people who get sick and, unfortunately and tragically, some people who die. You know, let's hope people can make their way to Perth more freely.
And WA is easing its border restrictions with New South Wales tomorrow. Premier Mark McGowan says New South Wales status will change from extreme risk to high risk. Travellers from New South Wales have to be fully vaccinated and enter WA with a recent negative test. They also have to self-isolate for 14 days. Britain has approved the use of an antiviral drug designed to reduce the severity of COVID-19 infections. The UK medical regulator has recommended molnupiravir be used as soon as possible after a positive test and within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. Australia has already ordered 300,000 courses of the drug. And scientists at the University of Oxford are trialling a nasal spray form of the AstraZeneca vaccine. If proven to be successful, the spray would become a more accessible way of receiving protection against COVID-19. Researchers say they hope it might trigger a stronger immune response than the current injection. Dr. Sandy Douglas is a clinician scientist and chief investigator of the study.
We're giving the vaccine as a nasal spray to a small number of people. We've given it to 30 people so far, and we're moving on into another stage of the trial where we're going to give it to a further 12 at the moment. And in any phase one trial, the main objective is to understand the safety and check really carefully that the vaccine is safe for people before we progress on to any larger study.
And in sport, Australia has chalked up an 8-wicket victory over Bangladesh in the 2020 World Cup cricket in Dubai. Bangladesh was all out for 73 runs off just 15 overs. Australia now faces the West Indies in its final group match. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth, partly cloudy today and 22 degrees. Adelaide should be mostly sunny and 29. Possible afternoon shower in Melbourne, 24 degrees. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 21. Canberra, rain and 18. Wollongong, much the same today, 20 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney, a top of 23. Rain forecast for Newcastle and 22. A shower or two in store for Brisbane, 25. partly cloudy in Cairns and 31 degrees, and Darwin is expecting showers and a possible storm at a top of 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.